Blog Talk Radio.
I can say I know love because of you. Say I know love. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lorenzo Show. We had some difficulties getting started up a few minutes ago, but we managed to make the switch on the vehicles to make sure we're able to bring the show to Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, as well as Instagram. So we're so excited to have an opportunity, as well as Twitter. I want to say that it is awesome to come before you on Terrific Tuesday, because that's what it is. It's a special day. God has blessed us to see another day. When you put your feet on the floor this morning, when you woke up, he touched your spirit and told you it's time to get up. He was able to get up and get started with a day. And I say, God is so good. He's the one that's going to guide and keep you. I give him the praise because God is ahead of my life. And I thank the Lord for being so good to me to allow me to see one more day. That to see another hour, that's all I ask them, through his blessing, through his grace and mercy. So we're going to have an awesome show tonight. This is the Dr. Lowe Show, and Dr. Lowe Show is the real relationship show. And I am the real relationship guru with no filters. Our call-in number has several people hitting me on Instagram, on Twitter, and so on. Want to know what the call-in number. The call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to just hear the show, you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Productions. So I'm so excited to have another opportunity to come before you. This is it's been about 3 weeks since we actually did the Dr. Lowe Show, the relationship show. So we're going to talk some serious business tonight. The title for our show tonight is Where Do I Go to Find a Real Relationship? And the format will consist of several things relating to what type of relationships you're encountering, what's going to take you to be successful in that relationship in regards to what are some of the traits you must have to make sure the relationship is successful. We're going to talk about some do's and don'ts dealing with those relationships. We're going to look at some first-time relationships for you. We have a lot of things, but we're going to have the answer for you tonight. Again, if you call in and have something you want to share with us, we want you to call in. The call in number 347-4192. Press 1. I want you to press 1. And after you press 1, I want you to offer your name, and I will make sure I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. I want you to offer your name, your location, and then your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. Let's get this show started. It's Where Do I Go to Find a Real Relationship? Now, some other things that we want to make sure we touch on. We are on Facebook, and Facebook is facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. That's my Facebook channel. I post everything on it, and all those individuals, I thank so much for joining me right now on Facebook. And I look to see more to join us as we go through this show because we got an hour show and we're going to make it do what it do. If you want to go to Twitter, you can go to Lorenzo D. Smith. That's 15. You can tweet me as well at Dr. Lowe Show with the number 1. Also at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And you can tweet me to let me know exactly what's going on. We look forward for you to comment on it. On Facebook, we want you to take an opportunity to comment about what we're going to be talking about tonight. When I be poor and we, it will just be myself talking with you, but we expect you to play a part. Again, that call-in number, we want you to call the show. I have 50 slots for you to call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and then we'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I ask you to give your name, your location if you choose to, comments, questions, and expertise. Where do I go to find a real relationship? And that's what we're talking about. This is real talk. We have no filters. Whatever you have to say, we want you to share your thoughts with us. But we want our board to fill up as quick as possible, and then you can press 1, and we'll make sure your voice is heard. And like I said, I apologize for some of the technical earlier when we first started this show. You know, we work through some things to get direct contact, and sometimes the internet we lose and we show down remote out of New York. So we're all good. New York, you know, out of New York. So we're glad to have the opportunity. We're heard all over the world. We have 16 countries of listeners checking us out. So we want you to be a part of it and continue to be a part of it. All right, let's look at where do we go to find real love. Before we can consider finding real love, we must be able to identify what we call the tiers of relationship. Once you can identify those tiers, then you can move in a direction to look for a real relationship. I said real love, but it's a real relationship. We don't own the rights to the song that we played with Anthony Hamilton. You know, we just want to kind of share. Do we know what love is all about? Well, you know, something we got to understand. In a relationship, you have that gift, which is I can say that I love you because I'm given the opportunity to share me. I'm opening my heart up to you because I want you to feel that we can grow and build a relationship. First of all, if I'm going to find a real relationship, I have to have the little tidbits to get there. First, we'll start off with the relationship tier. Now, there are four tiers that I consider that are so important when we're dealing with relationships. First, and I always do this on my show, with this show, which is Tuesday night, I talk about the tiers. To get into anything about relationships, you got to understand what you're dealing with from day one when you walk into it. The first tier of a relationship is association. When I meet somebody, I'm an associate of yours because I just met you. In essence, I had an opportunity just kind of to form a little small relation or connection with you. It's a friendship when I meet you. If you show yourself friendly, I have a tendency to be geared toward being friendly to you. So the big thing here is when you meet somebody for the first time, fall in the category of the tier of associate. Keep it in mind. You know, I heard this several years ago, and I always share it on my show. I was out at my goddaughter graduation, and we kind of asked her about the guy she was communicating with, and she just said, my associate. I said, what is an associate? Just somebody I communicate. I met them, and I have a friendship with them, but it goes no farther than that. The second tier that we always have to keep in mind is the acquaintance. You are my acquaintance when I take time to feel like I want to associate with you. I'm going to seek knowledge. Eventually, I will form some communication with you in the form of texting, calling, maybe a meeting. So I moved in an acquaintance stage. So in step two, the tier is step two of the situation. Our third area is friendship. So we got to understand that some people go from meeting somebody all the way to the last tier, and I hadn't even called a tier out. If you want a real relationship, you have to go through those stages. When you're going through those stages, you make your friendship. Friendship automatically is a bond through yours being associated with that person, being acquaintance with that person. That means you communicate with them, talk. The more you talk with somebody from day to day, whether it's through texting, whether it's meeting somebody, whether it's by cell or if your landline is still landline, it's okay. It's fine. It still exists. Then you're going to form what we call moving toward a companionship. I mean, you're talking about possibly just a meeting somewhere and just forming some type of relationship. So you bond it in the friendship state. Then you have, last but not least, the romantic state. That's where you decide and say, now, I met this person. I like this person. They got some things that are falls in what when we talk about our relationship traits that I want to move forward with this person, and we fall into that romantic relationship. Now, we're talking about finding a real relationship. If you don't understand those four tiers, you're going to have a challenge in being successful. So we want to make sure you understand those four tiers, and we gave you. We have no difference here. We're going to share with you. If that person, you feel comfortable enough to move to a romantic relationship, where you are intimate with that person. Now, the intimacy does not just come in the form of physically, like most folks view, a sexual situation. Intimate is of the mind, the mental and the emotional part. That's one of the things we forget about a lot of time when we meet people. Mentally, are they compatible to me? Emotionally, are they able to just relate to me? Emotion is all about relating and understanding what I'm going through, you know. And then you, if you move to the physical part, that's where you move. So intimacy fall in those three categories, and we have to keep that in mind. We just can't just jump into this thing and just go straight from one night stands and say, okay, I love him, I love her, and I just want to be around her. That is not a real relationship. You're still in the associate stage. You just met that person. So keep that in mind when we're talking about it. All right, the next thing we want to try to look at is when we look at a relationship, we're going to look at the healthy traits of a relationship, healthy relationship traits. It's so important. We're trying to identify or find a real relationship. You have to know what are some of the traits you must carry in yourself that you can identify in somebody else so you can be successful in a relationship. First of all, we always talk about it in our show, self-love. If I don't love myself enough to look in the mirror, so I'm excited about who I am and how I look, I'm not going to be available to do it to somebody else. They will not be able to relate to where I'm coming from if I can't feel that same way about myself. So self-love is so important. That's moving toward understanding myself so I can allow myself to move to a real relationship. If I love myself, I can love somebody else. If I love my family member, I can love somebody else. Self-love is what it's all about, and we have to spend a lot of time. Most of the time I hear from many people, they always say, there's one big thing they always say, when you come out of a traumatic relationship, come out of marriage or just a relationship that's just fell apart, it might have been a lot of things going on there. It could have been you kind of shook up. You need to take some time and find out who you are. Check yourself out. Self-love. Check, really assess yourself and see where you are. Wow, do I love myself? These kind of decisions I must make in the future, I need to make sure. I have to make sure I make the right decision, but it's based on how I feel about myself. And when I feel comfortable with myself, then I can move forward to loving somebody else. Love is a gift. We say that many times. It's a gift from the heart. It's going to require vulnerability. And we can't have walls in place when we talk about being vulnerable. If I'm willing to give you my heart, I don't expect you to take my heart and toss it around, slam it to the ground, and then tell me that you might love me. You can't do that. It's not a such thing. If I say I love you, I'm willing to give, you have to be willing. If you're not, say that. I think that's one of the biggest things in relationships, and one thing we have to focus on, that when you part of yourself, you must give that special part of yourself, that heart, and you're willing to put it out there. They have to be willing to receive it. If they're not ready to receive it, I tell you, I always, when people show themselves, run as fast as you can, because don't stay there, because they will strip that heart in half, take the cover off, and try to redo it themselves to fit them. Just keep that in mind. Second thing is trust. If you can't trust that individual that you went through those tears of a relationship where you went through the point of being an associate, acquaintance, and friendship, and move toward the romantic part. So when you say, I'm loving you, I'm moving to the romantic part, then I need to be able to move away from that. I don't ever want to be in a relationship where somebody said, well, really, I trust you sometimes, and I don't trust you other times. If you can't trust me fully, if you can't trust me all the time, I think there's a problem there. There's something missing in a healthy relationship when you don't trust me. What have I done to put you in that frame of mind that you don't trust me? Don't make assumptions. Move to the next one and will help us understand trust. Honesty. I don't take for granted that people come to me, gonna lie to me every time I talk. If I'm moving to a relationship where I move to the friendship stage, and I want to remain a romantic relationship, I have to be able to feel like that you're going to be honest with me and you're not going to lie to me. If you're not willing to be honest or willing to make an effort to be honest, please step away from the relationship. Get into a relationship when you're not willing to be honest. And we have to accept that, and that's one of the things that causes a lot of problems. The next thing is communication. I have to be able to communicate my feelings. If I tell you I love you, it's coming from my heart. I don't walk around and tell everybody, you know, I love you. God said that we should love everybody. I love everybody. On this show, the end of my show, I tell you I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. I truly love you, because God has put that in my heart. But if I'm in a relationship, a healthy relationship with you, because I know I have a healthy relationship with God, so I know what love is. So I can tell you I love you. I want you to be able to receive it and reciprocate the same thing to me. If you cannot do that, if you cannot through communication, you are best to walk away from that relationship. Don't start a relationship with somebody. I know some of the people said, and I want you to chime in by calling in. The call-in number is 47-857-4192. You can call in. I want to see more people on the line and share your thoughts. And if you want to share your expertise, press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number, and I ask you to give your name and location if you choose, and offer your comments, offer your expertise, and if you have any questions, you have that same opportunity. So give us a hit. Let us know. Call in and chat with us, because we want to all about chat. And I say we because you are part of this, because Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of those are part of this, and I'm so excited to have an opportunity to come before you and just share these thoughts with you. So it's good. So let's move to the next relationship, a healthy relationship trait, and that will be connection. When I meet you and I feel like I met you as an associate, but I want to move to being acquainted, I'm developing a connection with you. That connection is going to allow me to move forward. We're talking about where do I go to find a real relationship. You have to understand and work well in these traits so we can be successful, because it said a healthy relationship requires it, being able to connect with it. You'll know what a connection. It was so amazing. I always try to share things and the stories of my life, and then opportunity to meet a young lady, and it was at a establishment, and they reached over, and they didn't reach over, but they didn't touch me. They just said something about, you know, you had some wings, and I was eating those wings, and they said, you like really enjoying those chicken, and you know, that's what she said. And that person, you know, like, they laugh about it, we laughed about it, we joked about it, had a little fun, and eventually we build that kind of relationship through that. So it was a connection, because you didn't have to say anything, because it was just a eating establishment. Didn't have to say anything. God, you know, when you pray and ask God for your those desires, and you say, I have a desire to have this type of person, God will bring that person in your life. And when you're ready for that person, you'll be ready to move toward where you need to be in life in regards to a healthy relationship. All right, the next thing is willingness. Don't be in a relationship and you ain't willing to be give the greatest effort. You know, on our Love Cafe, we have the acronym of love. We always say L is being able to listen, willing to listen to that person you want to have a relationship, or any kind of relationship. O, the O is overcoming what may happen, negative, or value that person. They are valuable to you. The relationship is valuable. We're talking about willing to accept who that person and feel like they are valuable in your life. E as in excitement. You're excited about being in there. You can talk. When you talk, they make you laugh. They just keep you smiling all the time. When you feel so comfortable in this, I can let my hair down. That's what we're talking about, willingness. You got to be willing to go through all those things. Next thing is commitment. Commitment is a serious thing. Don't play with this. You're not going to find a relationship if you ain't willing to be committed to finding that healthy relationship and then committed to working in it. You know, a relationship, a marriage, or what it may be, anything requires these numbers, and you keep this in mind. You have 365 days a year that you got to work. It ain't playtime. You have to work. Now, you can have some fun in there, but if you're willing to work, you can play just as hard as you work. And play meaning that y'all enjoying each other. valuing the relationship, valuing the companionship. That's what you value, the bond that y'all have created. When you're willing to do that, you're moving in the right direction. 7 days a week. A relationship don't require 7 days a week. I don't care if you're married or if you're to another, if you want to be in a healthy relationship, and last but not least, 24 hours a day. Some people say 25, but you got to work extra hard. You have to be able to be committed to it. Committed to put some things down that causes you not to be successful in your previous relationship. Get them out of the way. Remove them because you know they didn't work. Don't come with bad skills and using those bad skills to develop this relationship. Develop it. Let this relationship develop on its own merits. Call in number again is 347-857-4192. Give a call. Share your thoughts. Press 1. Now identify you, make you live, but the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your name, the location, then ask you to offer your comments and questions. All right, the next thing we want to focus on within these traits is devotion. Are you devoted to that person or willing to be devoted to that person? Are you dedicated? Sure, you're very successful. You can't be afraid if you want to be successful in a relationship. You have to go. Vulnerability. Willing to put yourself out there because I want this relationship. I want to work for it. I'm willing to give it. You're trying to find a real relationship. When you move to using those traits, you will find a healthy, real relationship because you're willing to put forth the greatest effort. 365-724-247. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about giving your max to make sure your relationship is successful. All right, the next thing we want to kind of look at is how to build and keep a successful relationship that's healthy, happy, and satisfied. We're talking about finding the real relationship. Once you go through those traits and identify where you want to be and you say, I think I have a relationship, you must do some things to make sure it's healthy, happy, and satisfied. One of the things you have to do is to maintain a meaningful emotional connection with each other. An emotional connection. You've got to maintain it. Meaningful. Don't just go through it. Just make it meaningful that you want to make sure y'all have a connection. The second thing is you're not afraid of respectful disagreement. Agree to disagree. Respectful. Now, that's one thing. We talked about in our show last year about people when they get in a healthy debate. One thing you don't do, you make sure you respect that person and don't punch below the belt. Don't do that because you can't be successful. Make sure your agreement is respectful. Agree to a disagreement. You keep outside relationships and interests away from the situation. You can't allow the outside individuals to get involved. It could be relatives. It could be friends. You got to keep them away. Because if they get into it, they're going to create problems. If you want a healthy, happy, satisfying relationship, which is a real relationship, these are a couple of things that we're sharing. You communicate openly and honestly. Tell your partner what you need. Don't make them guess. I know a lot of y'all on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio, you can say, wow, I know what he's kind of talking about. He's talking about, you know, I don't want my partner to be guessing about what. I'm going to just speak straight up with them. Either they can accept it or they won't be able to accept it. That's something we have to keep in mind when we're communicating with our significant other. We have to be honest. We have to be open. We can't sit around and play with anything. We have to be straightforward. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I make you live. You give your name and location. After I call out the last 4 digits of sale or telephone number, you give me your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. Now, I have to kind of pay some bills right now. We have advertisement coming from the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Jose, the chapter of Montgomery, Alabama, having their 100th gala celebration, a centennial celebration in Montgomery, Alabama on March 21st. The doors open up at 6:45. The cost is $50. It's all formal affair. And if you want to purchase a ticket, you can go to Honor Womanhood Book, D-O-O-K, 1920@gmail.com. Check it out. That's March the 21st in Montgomery, Alabama at the Emesis Suite. That's the location of this gala, Centennial Gala. Just go to the website, purchase a ticket for $50, all white formal affair. So get with the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. Let's move forward to a couple more things that we want to relate to having a healthy, happy, satisfied relationship. Learn how to respectfully resolve conflict. That's important. You got to deal with that conflict, and you got to make sure. All right, the next step we kind of want to move forward to is that be prepared for the ups and downs that comes along with it. Spend quality time on a regular basis, and you will be successful. So these are some of the things, and we want to make sure. We're going to just kind of take a minute to kind of step away from the show and kind of play some music, and we're going to get right back with everybody so we can make sure we continue with the last 30 minutes and we're doing something a little different. And I want to make sure we kind of keep the show going, and let me push to where we're going to be at. And I always do this because I'm a spiritual, and I want to make sure I play this. Zulu underscore warrior underscore, thank you for joining us. And this is by Paul Morrison, All in the Plan. So let's listen in. We'll take a minute to step away, and I want to make sure you have that bit. Agua, thank you so much for joining us. So excited to be back with you. Just took a little minute or two break. We're trying something a little different in our shows, and we're going to get back with the topics. We're going to get back and talk about some of the positive things dealing with finding a real relationship. I just shared how to build a successful relationship, which will be a real relationship where it's healthy, happy, and satisfied. That's what it's all about, and that's what you want to have. A healthy, happy, satisfied relationship, which will be a real relationship. There's no room to play with. All right, the next topic we want to touch bases on is how to find real, lasting love without looking for it. I know somebody on here wants to really share their thoughts about that, finding a lasting love, and you don't have to look for it. So what we got to realize, often when people want a new relationship, they either look for someone to complete them, or they imagine sharing their life with someone who just liked them. Think about that. When you're looking for a new relationship, you often look for somebody that you can share your life with because they are just like you. And a lot of times we run into problems when we're trying to find that real relationship. You can find a real relationship without even looking for it. You have to be ready for all those relationship tiers, the understanding of that, relationship traits, understanding those meaningful things that makes it healthy, happy, and satisfying. You have to make sure of that. If you don't, what's going to happen is, and a lot of times it is, sometimes you try to present yourself in a way or in a light, a possible light, we want to see you in. Think about that. You're going to take this opportunity. So I'm going to show, you know, some people into materialistic things. I'm going to walk around with certain things, a purse of great value, a pair of shoes, red bottom, blue bottom, whatever it may be, with great value, the kind of car I ride. I'm just going to have nice clothes on. And we're presenting ourselves so people can imagine who we are instead of actually, you know, if you're looking for a future partner, actually using the things when we talk about tears as well as traits. Make sure they see that your love for yourself is great. Yeah, you can say, well, I dress nice. I got a nice car. You know, I love myself. But here is the thing we're talking about. How do you show love? Whether it's to your family. I have something I always talk about and share with individuals when I say in a relationship, in a real relationship I'm looking for, I look for those individuals, how they treat three groups in their life. So important. I want you to take this at heart and maybe use this. How you treat your children, if you have children, or your nieces, nephews, your cousin, how you treat them because you're spending a lot of time with them. How you treat your siblings, if you have a brother or a sister, how you treat y'all not getting along. I see there's some problems, and I think that's, to me, that's a red flag. And last but not least, after the three, is how you treat your parents or the person that's serving that capacity as parents. Your guardian, how you treat them. Those three areas are so important in my evaluation of an individual. Your siblings, how you treat the parent, guardian, or the adult figure that's in your life, no matter how old you are, that person. If you're loving them and showing love, I know you can love them. And that's so important when we're talking about. Now, we was just talking about looking at a relationship lasting a long time. We're looking for lasting love. So in that relationship, and it's healthy, we're going to move to the tier, which is romantic, and it's going to be involved in love where I become vulnerable. When I'm vulnerable, I have an opportunity to give you my heart, and I don't, you know, I get to feel that you're going to take care of my heart because I'm going to do the same thing with you. There's a couple of things that is some steps called six important steps that you need to be looking for when you're dealing with individuals in regards to whether or not they're ready for a new relationship or they want a lasting relationship. First thing is we have to stop looking for your soulmate and find the missing part of you. Come on now. Talk to me. Give me a call, 347-857-4192. I'm going to repeat that one because that was so important. We have to stop looking for a soulmate and find a missing part of you. One of the things I always do, and I tell people, I assess myself all the time. I assess myself and I reassess myself, especially coming out of a relationship phase when I'm looking to move in a relationship. I assess what I'm doing. How can I be a better person? I got to develop me. I might have a missing part. You got a missing part, too. Think about it. You have a missing part that you must work on. Is it one of those traits? Self-love. Honesty. Trust. Communication. Connection. Commitment. Communication. Devotion. Willingness. Is that something you're missing? That's why you can't be successful in a relationship. But if you can identify that missing part and work on it, you're going to have a good relationship and a healthy relationship. Live your life as you want to live it. Don't get into a relationship and someone is going to kind of tell you how to live. If you decide to get in that kind of relationship and you're willing to accept it, it all be good. I'm all right with it. If you all right, I always say, if you like it, I love it. If you love it, I like it. It don't make a difference if you're comfortable with going into a relationship and not able to live your life like you need to live your life. We got to put aside some of these things that you may experience when you was teenagers and when you're an adult. You have to get to the point, I'm going to live my life like I need to live, and I want you to be a part of it. Now, I might need to correct some things, but I want you to be able to work with me, and as well as it's something I identify with you, that you're willing to connect, correct. Don't be afraid of it. Sorry about that. Correct those things as well. The next thing is stop trying to appeal to an image of a potential partner. Stop trying to appeal to somebody. Image. Be real. You cannot be in a real relationship unless you're ready to be real with that person that you want to make a commitment to. If you're not willing to be real, don't get into that relationship. Time trying to draw an image of you so that person can see you, because people will see you for who you are. They will see you to a point where they may not like what they see. So don't be trying to appeal to an image. You may be in an organization. Your organization may have little things that identify you all or who you all are. If that's not you, then don't try to appeal to that because of that organization. Be yourself. Be who you are. If a person don't want to be with you because who you are, good riddance. Tell them to go. Let them go. And ask them to let you go. You know, I always say when a person is not willing to conform to making things work and be healthy and making sure you're in a healthy relationship, you have to dismiss them from your life. You have to dismiss them. You have to speak it. Notice the power of the tongue. Speak it. I no longer want to be around you. So I'm going to do everything to stay away from you. If you're in a relationship, you think you're in a relationship, and you no longer get a call from that person, they no longer text you, you know, they're dismissing themselves. And it's okay. You have to now help dismiss from your relationship, dismiss from your life. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be moving forward in a positive way. Because a potential partner that you're trying to change your image so you can be with that person, it's not going to last very long. It's going to be very short term. That's a guarantee. You know? Because you know what? They were not the right person for you at that time. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, because God, when he hears your prayers and your desires, and he gives you your desires, he'll give you that individual that he thinks is right for you. And you'll be able to connect. You'll be able to communicate. You'll be able to tell them I love you and give them that gift. It's so important. And they'll be able to reciprocate that back to you and give you that gift back. That's what it's all about, a real relationship. All right, a couple more I want to share with you right quick in regards to finding lasting love or finding that real relationship, even though you're not looking for it. If you are attracted to a particular quality in someone else, find or develop those qualities in yourself. Man, that's a mouthful there that people say in the rural area. That's a mouthful. Yeah, you have said a lot right there, because think about it. If you are attracted to a particular quality in someone else, find or develop those qualities in yourself. Because if you're attracted, you think that's positive. You think that's good. So if your potential partner have attracted you because they're doing something, then you have to work on developing those qualities yourself within you. So you will be able to find love and have a real relationship. Engage with life. Accept the gift. You know what that gift is? The gift to say, I love you. Love is a gift. You're afraid of it. That are offered to you to be ready to recognize. Can't be afraid of it. If you're afraid of it, if you're ready, because what has happened in the previous relationship or the last two or three relationships, and you're not ready for it, then 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be able to accept it. You're trying to find a real relationship. Where do you go? Take some of these things I'm sharing with you, and you can find a real relationship. Probably sometimes it's right there in front of you. The reason you can't see it is because you're not ready for it. You can say all you want is in an individual. I want that person to be tall. I want that person to be able to be a certain color, to have different, have so much money, have a nice car, part of organization. But if you're not ready for that person to be in a real relationship with that person, they will pass by you. That's not saying they may not return now, because you might be ready for it. That's what we're talking about, finding a real relationship. Where do you look? Take these many things I share with you, you will find a real relationship. Take some of the things that will make you happy, make you healthy and satisfied in the relationship I share. Look at these traits, these healthy relationship traits, and make sure they fit what you're trying to do in a real relationship. Last but not least, in regards to lasting love without looking for it, having a real relationship, when you meet someone, don't hurry things. Allow the relationship to unfold. Just like if you fold something up, you unfold layer by layer by layer, and then you get to the foundation. And you may find out that foundation is quite appealing to you, and you can be successful. Look out. Don't be scared to love. Cost $20, and I talk about a lot of these things in here. This is a series one of this. Don't be scared to love. It's available. Matter of fact, I have a signing party coming up this weekend, and we look forward to it. It's going to be Friday night. We got a signing party at Ren's Wings in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're going to be making things happen. It's a signing party, and there's a surprise birthday party connected with that as well. So we're going to make sure things are available. You can purchase a book for $20. You can cash app for $20. It's two options, cash app or PayPal. But you can email me first. That's LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. Email me, say, I want to get your book, Doc. And I'll send you the cash out, or I send in the PayPal so you can send the money and make sure you get this book, because it's going fast. and I published and printed Skippy copy in that first group, and I want you to get a copy of it. It's going to be going fast on this weekend. Well, on Friday night, it'll be going pretty fast. 6 o'clock at Brand's Wing in Montgomery, Alabama, 3133 Bell Road, 36116. You have to get there early. The seats are limited, as well as the parking. It's one of the best wing place in Montgomery. We're going to be signing my book. And matter of fact, signing both of my books. The last two I published, and that's Education, What Happened to $10. And Don't Be Scared to Love, it's $20. Don't wait. Email me. I don't care where you are. Email me and say, I want your book, Doc. Again, Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, you can message me and let me know that, you know, I want to get your book, Doc. I want to get them. Now, the numbers are running thin, and I haven't made a read order yet. It's based on these 50. There's 50 golden copies with autographed by myself, and I'll get you a copy as soon as you make the transition. Again, lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Email me, let me know you want a book, which one. If you want to get an educational book, focus on education, What Happened to the Passion, is $15. And the, I call it the Love Journal, Don't Be Scared to Love, is $20. And with both books, the percentage will go toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship fund that we're going to have available for a senior graduating from high school that's going to a community college and interested in getting a certification or a license, as well as a associate degree in cosmetology. That's available. That's how you help. You might be down to your last $50. First of the month coming up, or your last $20. First of the month coming up, get this book. It's going to be available. Autographed copy. First, Education, What Happened to the Passion. Then, that's $15. Don't Be Scared to Love, it's $20. I need you to get that book as soon as possible. Email me, and I look at see you on Facebook. I'm going to be sending you some communication. People on Blog Talk Radio, some of the numbers are recognized. I'm going to be sending you a communication. Get this book. I need this book. Need you to get this book as soon as possible, because it'll help you deal with things in education, see why the passion is gone, and I'll help you to look at relationship, Don't Be Scared to Love. That's available. All right. The last thing we kind of want to share our thoughts about is what relationship skills leads to a real relationship, a lasting love, however you want to say it. And I'm going to give you a list of those things that I feel that will help you be successful, and then we'll get ready to close it out. 7:54, and we're about to close it out. I do apologize from in the beginning where we had a problem with techno, and, you know, it kills me when, it don't kill me, but I have my spiritual verses coming in every morning, every night, and it causes my stream to go down, but it's up back running, so I do appreciate those individuals. All right, here's a few things that are going to help. About 5 or 6 of them that's going to help a relationship. It's considered to be a skill that will lead to a lasting love or a real relationship. Non-defensive, open to feedback. If you're open to feedback, that means you're listening. Now, you remember, we'll relate to our Love Cafe. L is for listen. The acronym of Love and the Love Cafe is listen. Okay? So you're willing to not go on a defense when somebody's sharing something. Take the feedback. Communicate about it. Openness to a new experience. If you're open to a new experience, that's going to make that relationship lasts longer, then it's good. You know, some people say they're open, and all of a sudden, oh, I ain't going to do it. But if they're not open, they come straight, I don't want to do that, accept that. That don't mean the relationship won't grow. That don't mean the relationship can't be built. It's just at least they being straightforward from the beginning. Openness to new experience. The next thing is open communication. Remember I said when we're talking about love, we're talking about listening as part of communication. The O is overcoming. No matter what you go through, communicate and work it out. We're talking about a real relationship now. The next thing is you got to value that person you're spending your time with. Valuable to you. Your time is valuable. You all getting together to make sure y'all time jail and y'all can be happy with one another. They put a smile on your face, value that smile. If you're committed to doing things, value that. There's nothing wrong with that. And excite. The E is excitement. And that's what it's all about. When you communicate, make sure you share and don't try to deceive people. Don't miscommunicate. Make sure you communicate with them. Communication is sometimes the lack of communication and miscommunication. You got to be able to talk and share your thoughts. You have to be able to listen to hear exactly. Because if they don't understand, there's nothing wrong with them. And you get some people get so upset with that. What you mean? Explain. Because they might not understand it. That's part of communication. Again, back to honesty. When you want a healthy relationship, you must be honest. If you're not willing to be honest, then don't get into a relationship. Don't look for a real relationship. Go do what you've been doing. If you're happy with it, I applaud you. Dr. Smith, give you everything you want. If you like it, I love it. But if you're willing to be honest, be honest. Let them know what you want. Don't play games with them. Don't let them try to figure it out. That was one of the things we said. Don't have them where they're trying to think about what you're trying to do. Let them know what you're trying to do. Okay? Calmness. Everybody want to be around somebody who's calm. Some people, you know, may get excited, overly excited. Voice may change. But they are able to calm themselves down, and they'll be able to understand. And screaming and hollering, you know, my hashtag is making sure you communicate forward. Number four, understanding. You have to do that. That means I'm listening when you talk and you're listening when I talk. We can respectfully disagree, but at least we heard each other. If you're not calm and you're screaming, hollering, you're communicating to understand because you're trying to give directives to tell people and impress them on what you want them to do. That ain't what a relationship is all about. Optimist about what's going on. I'm very optimistic about what's going on. Optimistic about what's going on. I want us to be successful. I'm going to work hard at it. I'm going to give all I have to make sure. I'm going to fight for that 365, 24/7. Because I want the relationship to work. I want us to be successful. So those are some of the things that you can take at heart. Everybody on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. We want to make sure you take part in having a real relationship or a healthy relationship, a happy relationship, a satisfied relationship. If you have those skills or you have an understanding of what's required for you to be successful. So we look forward just to follow up on some of the things that we're doing. We gave you an advertisement about the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority of Afro Zeta Chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. The 100th Centennial Gala is going to be at the Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. The time and the doors open is 6:45. The gala starts at 7. The cost of admission is $50. It's an all-white affair. The date is March 21st, 2020. And if you want to purchase your $50 ticket, which includes food and air and entertainment and everything, you can go to Finer Womanhood book. So we want you to check that out and be a part of that affair. Also, on Friday night, we have at Brent's Wing, we have my book signing of my new book, Don't Be Scared to Love, as well as I have copies of my previous book, which is Education, What Happened to the Passion. The educational book is $15. The love book is $20. And a portion of that will go toward a scholarship titled the Edna R. Smith Scholarship for a student or seniors in high school to help them through college at a community college to get certification or get a degree or a license in cosmetology. That's our way of giving back. And this scholarship is named after my sister. She had made herself self-proclaimed matriarch of the family, and she passed away on February 1st, and God knows, we know she's looking down on us, and we just want you to purchase this book. Push you purchase both of the books. You can go to my email, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and I'll give you the payment options through PayPal and Cash App. Get this book. Individuals on Facebook, I don't want to call you out, but I will be contacting you. Individuals on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be contacting you. Individuals on Twitter, I'll be contacting you to make sure you purchase one of those books. But on Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have a signing party, 6 or 7. Then I'm saying there's going to be a surprise party, a birthday party for someone that night as well. I don't know who it is. My daughter's birthday is on the 20th. It might be hers. I don't know. So my youngest daughter. So 6 o'clock is the time we're going to be doing that. The book signing in to move forward. The place is open to 12 o'clock from 6 to 12. They actually open all day, but they go to the entertainment at 7 to 12. But we're going to have a book signing for that hour time. Make sure you can be there. That's Friday night at Brand's Wing in Montgomery, Alabama. The address is 3133 Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. So we look forward to seeing you. Get there early, because if you don't, the seating is limited, as well as the parking. So make sure you be there. It's one of the top spots in Montgomery on Friday night. So it's been an awesome show. I do appreciate you allowing me to come. Again, we apologize for the difficulties we had earlier. It was an internet problem, but we worked through it. And we want to give a shout out to those individuals that are joining us on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, as well as on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter. We want to give a shout out first to Crystal Porter, a lady of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Columbus, Ohio. And Sara, I do appreciate you joining us tonight. Also, Crystal has a line of swimwear and clothing. You can go to Facebook, which is Clears Rack, and check it. That's Clears and R-A-C-K, and shop online with her. We do appreciate her allowing us to talk about what she's doing. Crystal, appreciate you so much. And you can go to Clears Rack, R-A-C-K, and Facebook, and you should pull up our Facebook page and be able to shop online with swimwear and other things. It's a clothing line. So check her out. Support her. She's another entrepreneur, minority entrepreneur, who's trying to make a difference in society. Shout out to, Kenita McMullen, Lauren, thank you so much. Also, this is Kit Torres. Wiggenham, thank you so much. You know, actually, remember Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Also, Shawana Warren Coates, thank you, Shawana, for joining us. Deb Roberson, thank you, Deb, for joining us. Each one of y'all can call out. I expect y'all to get a book, because I'm gonna send you a message so you can get one of the books that I have for sale. Moving to a partial, set up the scholarship for a senior coming out of high school in May of 2020 to go on to community college. Yolanda Green, thank you, Yolanda, so much. Melba Pope Wright, thank you so much for joining us. Lady of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Latoria Legacy Dickens, thank you, Latoria. My frat brother, Ralph H. Harris, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Another one of my frat brothers, Jimmy Harris. Appreciate your frat for joining us. And another one of my frat brothers, George M. Scott Jr., all these members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I'm so proud in your support. To get that book, I need you to Cash App, and you can do it on Facebook, since you can message me and let me know you want that book. I need to get you. I'm going to give you a shout out. Sierra Washington, thank you, Sierra, for joining us. Also, we have Karen Lewis. Thank you, Karen, for taking time to join us. Sherry Price McGee, thank you, Sherry, so much for joining us. I'm looking down, and I want to give you a shout-out, Sherry, because I'm looking at it and seeing it look like Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated down at the bottom, but it's so small I can't hardly see it. Also, I see another one of my frat brothers that's messaging me now. That's D.D. Lawson. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the local chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for being a part of this, each and every one of you all. It's been awesome tonight. You know, it's in God's plan. It's all in God's plan that we're doing what we're doing. We're so thankful. We're heard in 16 countries, including the United States. You can be a part of this. If you want to share something about your business, if you're an entrepreneur, come join me on the Monday night, which is our Talking Real to You at 7 o'clock, which is our preview show, and 8 o'clock for our primetime show. That's Talking Real to You on Monday night. That's every other Monday. I host that show along with Dr. Olivia Smith, which is a co-host, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, my daughter, which is Laura D. Smith, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, as well as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Scarlett H. Black out of South Carolina, and Cameron Gere will be joining us on Monday night, every other Monday. We have this Tuesday night show. And it's 7 o'clock, which is the Dr. Lowe Show. Wednesday, Talking Sports Plus. We have a preview show at 7, another show at 8. We won't have this show because we have a state tournament going on, and we want to check these games out so we can report in a week or 2 weeks in regards to that. Then on Thursday, we have our Love Cafe. And we're coming this Thursday with Love Cafe. We're going to talk some love talk. I'm telling you, get ready because we're coming. That show is at 6 o'clock, so you can check us out. And all of these shows are on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then Friday at 2:30, we have Balling with the Doc with Talks on Sports. It's been awesome tonight, and I do appreciate everybody joining us. And I, like I said, I look forward to you getting the book. I'm going to be sending you some type of message to make sure you get that book and help this scholarship run. And all of my books from this point on will be sold to help that scholarship on the Edna R. Smith Scholarship for a deserving person. It is not going to be merit-based. It's for a person in need that needs to help that person's book, tuition, at a community college where they're looking for a certification, a license, or an associate degree in cosmetology. We want to make a difference on the Smith Wave production. We are very excited about having this opportunity, so make sure you join us. But all of our shows, we are Monday through Fridays. We rotate every other week. We're not here on every night, but we'll make sure this week we'll just be here Tuesday and Thursday and probably come back on Friday afternoon and hit with our afternoon show. Then we'll rotate next week with the Monday, Wednesday, which is Wednesday's always every Wednesday, but we're not having one. Depending on how it is next week because we do have the tournament still going on. We're going to make sure we do what we're supposed to do and report about high school, middle school, and also historical black colleges sports. And we'd like to be there to tell you the story exactly what happened. So, again, it's been awesome. I appreciate each and every one of you all joining. We will have this watch party coming a little later so you can check it out. It's been super. So glad on Terrific Tuesday. I had an opportunity to come before you. It's 10 minutes past the hour, and we want to close the show out right now. And as I always say to you, I have two hashtags. First is keep on grinding. Keep on grinding. If you got something you want to do, grind at it. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. Be happy to have the opportunity to grind at it. Also, second hashtag, communicate forward, and number four, understanding. And always tell you, if you do these things and have something that you can grind at and work at, your best days is yet to come. And we don't own the rights to this song, but as we close this show out, I always tell y'all, because it comes from my heart, truly, truly comes from my heart, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
Is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
To come. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a.